Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. 2020's hurricane season has been one of the most prolific in history, suggesting to most climate experts that global warming is accelerating, and the economic effects could be significant for coastal states like ours, which is one reason why our next guest university has opened a climate research center. Scott Curtis is the director of the Center for Climate Studies at the Citadel, and he joins us now by phone from his office in Charleston. Scott, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Now, give us an overview of the Center for Climate Studies there at the Citadel, how it all got started, and what you do.
Okay, well, it got started by the generous donation of one of our alumni here at the Citadel, actually. Lieutenant Colonel James B. Neer was a graduate of the Citadel in 1977 and actually majored in physics. And he went on to the U.S. Air Force, had a successful career in meteorology, and left a generous donation to the Citadel Foundation of almost $2 million to start the center. He was passionate about teaching at the Citadel and also climate-related studies. I was hired this summer to kind of begin the working of the center. I've got a degree in a PhD in atmospheric and oceanic sciences from the University of Wisconsin-Madison. But we also have 19 faculty that participate in the center. They cover a wide range of climate studies. Our mission really is to be a nationally recognized center in interdisciplinary climate science. Really, we're trying to understand climate in a holistic sense, trying to better understand the atmosphere that drives the weather, but also the effects of climate variability and change on the ground, whether that's flooding or whether that's stormwater, bacteria, or particulates in the water that obviously can have a negative environmental effect. But that's sort of our vision. Our mission is really, as I said, to promote climate science through education, research, and outreach, and also to develop public and private partnerships. Our scope is really focused on three key sectors related to climate change. One is national security, the second is coastal environment and infrastructure, and the third is public health and welfare.
And all of that can certainly affect our state's economy.
Yeah, that's right. Well, this past decade has really seen an increase in billion-dollar disasters across the country, but also affecting our state, like Hurricane Matthew and Florence and the extreme rain event of 2015. But there's also drought that we've experienced in South Carolina, heat records, and even severe ice storms.
And in Charleston in particular, where flooding is happening downtown more often than ever.
Yeah, that's correct. We're getting more of these kind of tidal floods, likely due to sea level rise. This is something that we're studying here in the center. One of the projects that I just recently got some funding for from the South Carolina Space Grant Consortium is to look at king tide flooding in Charleston with satellite imagery. Use satellites to better understand where the flooding is occurring and to kind of match that up with the tide gauge information. A nice thing about this job and what the center does is it also funds faculty members within the Citadel. And so we're funding faculty on their own research. We're also helping to support cadets and students in their work. Some of our investigators, like John Weinstein in the Department of Biology and Claudia Rocha in the Department of Biology, they're looking at the floodwaters as a health risk. They're looking at pollution in the floodwaters, and they're also looking at the appearance of bacteria in the floodwaters.
And do you expect that your work will lead to projections and predictions that will assist the state, the area, the business community?
Yeah, that's what we're hoping for. In fact, I call this sort of a pathway to prediction, is how I like to see the center. At first, there's the, you know, why do the weather patterns change? We have to understand the atmosphere as the driver of all these things. And a lot of times it's too easy to say, well, it's climate change or, you know, it's global warming. The climate is always changing. It's changing in all time scales. To have a really truly good prediction, you want to understand the atmosphere on all these time scales. So with that, we can have a better understanding of climate. And climate really is an amalgamation of all the weather events that are happening. And then with that information, we can use that for improved prediction of different sectors, the business sector being one of them, also the health sector. Can we improve predictions of, you know, when we have this type of climate event, what is going to be the outcome? Who is going to be impacted? Oftentimes, it's the more vulnerable populations. So we're trying to kind of make those kind of connections.
Well, Scott, thank you so much for spending time with us today.
Yeah, thank you very much, Mike. Appreciate it.
Scott Curtis is director of the Center for Climate Studies at the Citadel. He spoke to us by phone from his office in Charleston, South Carolina. We will have a link to the center posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and subscribe to our podcast. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.